So our next presentation is entitled Practicing of Law Across State Lines, Cross-Border Issues and Privacy. And so if Fisayu and Bryce, if you guys will go ahead and come up, we are going to have Skyla join us virtually. And so I'm going to go ahead and do these introductions while everyone is getting set up. Skyla Banks is a senior commercial counsel at Amplitude, Inc., a technology company that provides a data analytics SaaS solution that helps their customers build better products. Over near a decade tenure as a technology lawyer, Skyla has enjoyed a diverse practice of technology, data privacy and security, intellectual property, and commercial negotiations. Before practicing law, Skyla earned her BA in economics from Howard University and a JD from Southern University Law Center, where she served as executive editor of the Journal of Race, Gender, and Poverty. Following law school, Skyla began practicing in the cybersecurity industry, where she was in-house counsel for various technology companies. On stage here, we have Fisayu Fidelu. Fisayu is Pecan Street's CFO and general counsel. Prior to joining the organization, she worked for Smith International, a subsidiary of Schlumberger Limited, where she led teams on Sarbanes-Oxley compliance projects in the U.S. and international locations. Prior to that, Fisayu worked with the Audit and Assurance Services Group at the Ernst & Young's Houston office, where she supervised audit projects for public companies. She holds bachelor's and master's degrees in accounting from Baylor University, go Bears, a JD from the University of Texas at Austin, and a master's degree in sustainability and environmental management from Harvard University. She's a certified public accountant, a certified information privacy professional, and is licensed to practice law in the state of Texas. She also holds certificates in environmental policy and international development and in green building and community sustainability, both from Harvard University. Last but not least, we have Bryce White. He is an experienced litigator and former prosecutor, currently serving as Associate General Counsel for Privacy Incidents at Meta. Bryce holds a Bachelor of Arts and JD from the University of Arkansas.
I'm sorry? I said go Hogs.
All right. I'm not sure. Skyla, can you hear us? Okay.
Yes. Do you all hear me?
Yes. Is it possible to turn it up just a little bit? Okay. Great. All right. I'll go ahead and let you guys go.
Okay, thank you so much for the kind introductions. I apologize, everyone, that I am not in person with you. I had an important family emergency that started yesterday, but I didn't want to miss this opportunity to present a UT and get ahead of you guys, get before you guys about some privacy laws and cross-border transfer issues. So on the screen, you'll see our agenda for today. We're going to cover quite a few topics. This is an ethics course, and so we're going to try and stay as close to ethics as we can regarding privacy law. There's so many different changes in the privacy landscape. So if we don't get to a topic that you're interested in, please let one of us know. We're happy to further discuss the matter with you all. Also, feel free to ask questions during the presentation. We want to make this interactive as much as possible. So we can go to the next slide. So let's get started. If when you looked at the screen, your eyes crossed and your mind wondered, what the heck is this? This is how my mind looks at unorganized chaos. Everything is everywhere. Things are very confusing. You don't know what to do next. Everything's going in a different direction. And to some lawyers, this is how the privacy law landscape may appear. It can look very confusing. It can look very disoriented. Things are forever changing. There's always a claim in the EU judicial courts about some type of privacy issues with the United States. And so hopefully by the end of this presentation, you all will have a better understanding of the privacy laws that are at issue, the privacy laws you should be aware of, and how those cross-border transfers can truly impact your business. Next slide. So I can't see your hands here, but for the sake of my colleagues up there, please raise your hand on your level of comfort with technology. If you are very comfortable with understanding technology, please raise your hand.